Chris Bassett will start for us tomorrow. Trevor Cahill's got a little Achilles thing going on, just a sore Achilles that he felt running the other day. We're not DLing him. We don't think it's that serious. But Bassett will come up tomorrow and start.
Do you push him back a day, or does Cahill just miss a start?
Not sure yet.
What can you say about what Frankie's given you?
It's been, I want to say amazing. It has been amazing. From where he's come from, you know, as we talked about before, is a guy that was a reliever last year who struggled some to, you know, coming up out of a need and doing what he's been doing has been fantastic. So he's always had it in him. It's finally coming to fruition.
So to pitch into the eighth inning again, you know, guys don't pitches deep in the game. So to be able to get that, how important is that to you guys?
It is. You know, we've been on a stretch here where we've used the bullpen quite a bit. You know, starting in Toronto, bullpen day, starters going down. It's important that we do get that. And from him, I think even a bigger surprise based on the fact that he was a reliever last year, you know, is working his way up to a starter. And you know, this is as deep as he's gone in games, even in the minor leagues, in these last three games. So it's been not only needed, but impressive.
Kind of an obvious question, but how good can you guys be when you get production throughout the lineup like you guys got tonight?
Yeah, we feel like that's one of the strengths of the team is that, you know, I mean, you got a guy like Jonathan Lucroy hitting, Luke's hitting eighth or ninth a lot of times, and he's had a nice little career swinging the bat. So, you know, it gives us a good feeling every inning we get a chance to score. And, you know, when Chris Davis is doing his thing at the top and, you know, pitcher tries to take a little breath toward the back end of our lineup. We can get you there as well.
The previous homestand, I think it was, you talked about the need to start hitting some home runs at home because you'd had so many at road. That's good to get three tonight.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about that. I think it was being asked of me what the difference was at home and on the road. At night here, it's a little bit more difficult, but it'll warm up. We have some power. It'll start to even out some. I think the home runs was maybe a little bit more of a product of some colder nights early on, but we have the ability to do it here. It just might not show up as much as we did on the road.
We ask you about Chris's power a lot, but where he's hitting those balls in this ballpark.
I'll tell you what, that first one, that's just a line drive to right field, and it goes out. I mean, everybody in our dugout, we've seen him do some great things. Everybody in our dugout was amazed on that one because when it took off the bat, like I said, it just looks like a line drive, you know, anybody else, it's probably two hopper to the wall and a double, and this thing goes out. So it's spectacular power is what it is.
I think before the game you'd said at about 8:30 you're going to know what happened.
What was the time now?
8:30.
I've been to a basketball game or two. Yeah, and congratulations to them. Amazing run that they're on. And doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon, so we're all excited about that.
And more enjoyable when you can walk out with a win, so.
Yeah, that makes it feel a little bit better, but it's everybody's really excited about that, especially the guys that live around here and, you know, what we've gone through. It's been a while since 75, and then this run has been terrific, so tip of the cap to those guys as well.
Cool, thanks.
Right. Thank you.